Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the fire drill. The fire drill. Now, as children, we all participated in the elementary school activity known as a fire drill. These school administrators and teachers wanted to make sure that we were prepared for this potentially catastrophic emergency. So, no matter what was going on in the classroom, when the alarm began to sound, we had to pause our activities and respond to the fire drill. Well, isn't it the same that happens in business, my friends? In fact, they have a term called putting out fires. This is a term that we typically use for unexpected occurrences that make us pause our normal productive activities and give our undivided attention to some type of emergency or high priority situation. And in business, many times leaders spend their time putting out fires. They're responding to fires, and those who have a system for responding effectively are the ones who are going to excel and advance. And today we're going to uncover the secrets to mastering the fire drill by implementing just a few simple steps. These are going to be steps that help us properly respond to the workplace fires that you're bound to see every single day. The first step, my friends, is refuse to panic. You see, in school, children are instructed to remain calm during the drill with hopes they'll have a disciplined mindset in the event of an actual fire. In business, the same rule applies. We must not allow our emotions to get the better of us. On the contrary, we have to keep a level-headed approach in order to handle the fires practically rather than in panic mode. But panic is a subtle thing. Typically, when we think of panic, we think of people shouting and running in different directions and bumping into one another. That's not always the way panic is manifested. Let's outline some of the key elements you look for to identify when you or your team is beginning to panic. First, they'll wonder. They'll spend more time seeking to blame the cause of the fire than putting out the blaze. Well, in an actual emergency, who started the fire is less important than restoring productivity. However, when panic begins to set in, finger pointing starts. You'll discover people asking questions like, how did this happen and who's responsible for this and who's mess up was this, things along those lines. When you begin to wonder, that's the first sign of panic. When you're level-headed, you're focusing on solutions rather than pointing the finger. The next sign of panic is when people begin to worry. In some cases, workplace fires cause people to lose self-confidence. They experience self-doubt. They're skeptical about their abilities to excel in the midst of trying situations. Have you ever been in a position where it seemed like day after day you were faced with challenge after challenge, and then after a while you begin to wonder whether or not you could overcome, and then that self-doubt began to create a worry. You begin to worry before you even made it to the office. You begin to worry about fires that haven't even started yet. That worry is a sign of panic. Well, also there is the wallowing effect. This is the paralyzing impact that panic causes when it creates an inactivity. In essence, this is when a leader gives up and believes that the fire will never be put out and ultimately they'll be overtaken by the flames. That's not accurate, my friends. We cannot afford to wonder, to worry, or to wallow. We've got to stay focused, we've got to stay prepared, and we must refuse under all circumstances to panic. The next step in effectively overcoming the fires in our fire drill formula is to pick the right partner. Remember, in elementary school, we had to hold hands with the person next to us in order to be compliant with the fire drill protocols. In business, staying connected with your partner is also important. However, the key question is, how do you properly pick a partner? Let me give you a few keys. The first way to properly pick a partner is proximity. Oftentimes, those in your office or in the same department are good candidates for partnership because you've got a working relationship with them. They know what's going on in the office. They're familiar with the challenges challenges and oftentimes make a good partner. They may also care about your success as much as their own, and that closeness makes them a great fit for pulling you out of the fire. The other way to pick a great partner is grade that partner on passion. Is your partner just as excited about building something special as you are? If so, you have someone equipped to go through those fires with you. Gauge the passion level of your partner. See how positive they are when they show up to the workplace every day, how excited they are to accomplish new goals, and how much they push you. Those are all indicators of their passion. Then another way to pick the right partner in the fire drill is prior experience. There are few substitutes for a battle-tested, fireproof leader. Those who know the drill and have successfully overcome in the past. As a result, they have a higher level of confidence. So you want to make sure that in the fire drill, step number two is picking the right partner. Last and certainly not least, my friends, the final step is patiently persist. You're going to have fires all throughout the course of your career. And because fires are not going to stop, our persistence has to maintain as well. You know, in a fire drill, you got to do a certain thing. They tell us to stop, drop, and roll. In fact, in order to make it out of the fire, we've got to crawl using our elbows and our legs. We can't even get on our hands and knees. And this process is slower, but we've got to keep pushing. My friends, are you continuing to push? Are you making sure that you're making progress today? What steps are you taking to effectively put out the fire that you're faced with? I tell you, my friends, if you can put out that fire and maintain your enthusiasm, then success is right around the corner for you. It's right in your reach. Make sure to follow those steps that we've outlined. Refuse to panic, pick the right partner, and patiently persist. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.